Hello, hello.
Hello. All right. We're joined by our third place finisher, Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 19 Toyota with Joe Gibbs Racing. We will go straight to questions for you, Martin, and we will open up with Jordan Bianchi.
Martin, it certainly seems like the Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas are much faster on the intermediate tracks across the board, not just Denny Hamlin the last few weeks. What is it you guys have found?
Just executing, really. I mean, I feel like we've been fast all year long, honestly, on the bigger tracks. And, for us on the 19 car, we got off track there a little bit and, tried a few things along the way. And, with no practice, no qualifying, if you you try a few things and you get off a little bit, you're off all weekend, until you can come back. So, I mean, honestly, just for us on the 19, we've kind of went back to more stuff like we did last year. And, and I think also the guys at the shop are working really hard to make cars faster and bring us better pieces. So, it's been good. And, last couple months, we've been really strong. So it's been promising. And hopefully we'll start to get some wins here.
Thank you.
All right. Next, we're going to go to Stephen Conley.
Martin, we've seen the last couple of weeks the PJ1 has been very heavily applied to the racetrack. Tonight, you didn't have it at all, and we saw, I'd say, some of the better racing we've seen all season. Do you think that it's time to reevaluate the application of PJ1 and how much it is used on different tracks?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth talking about, and looking at it. I think, obviously Kansas is a track that really doesn't need it. It has multiple grooves and you can run all over it. That being said, I mean, it's difficult. Texas and Kansas, Kentucky, both were places that, are predominantly bottom lane racetracks. And, I'm not sure any other lanes would have really been super competitive at those two tracks without the PJ1. But, with that being said, you spray PJ1 in lane two and then everybody just runs lane two. So, I don't know that it really opens up a whole lot of options. It makes the tracks faster. It makes, makes tires a little bit more critical, I think, for Goodyear because the speeds are up and the loads are up. But, aside from that, it's really hard to say because it's still a one groove racetrack, PJ1 or no PJ1.
Thank you.
Yep.
Next, we're going to go to Tyler Jones.
Hey, Martin, when you look at tonight's race, when you moved over from daytime to nighttime, how much did this race change for you guys making that transition?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely changed the car some. I think, I think the biggest thing was it helped some guys that, maybe weren't quite as good early on in the race when the track was hotter and slicker. It helped them, I think, fire off on restarts better. Certainly helped those guys that decided to put two tires on a few times there and were able to, fire off on the restart and get, far enough out front that it took a while for guys to catch them. So I think it changed that for sure. We were really strong all day and, it seemed like as it started getting into the nighttime, it took us a little longer to get going on runs. And, if guys could beat us out of the pits on two tires or whatever, it would take us a long time to pass them. So that was the biggest thing I noticed was just, being off a little bit on the short run later on just because guys were, getting us on track position.
We're going to go to Randy Kovacs next. Randy, you're on mute, I believe.
I am here. Martin, your teammate reminding you of you in 17, or just what's clicking with him so well?
Yeah, I mean they're obviously doing a good job, and executing well and doing all the little things right. I think for us, we need to win some races and. Sometimes racing can be cruel, and you can win. It's just they're hot right now. doing everything right in theirs, but at the end of the day, whose car is better? Whoever wins, wins. So, you know, we'll just keep working hard. But, yeah, those guys are on fire right now. They're doing a great job. They're fast everywhere, and they're not making any mistakes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Martin. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. Congratulations on your race, and enjoy a couple of extra days off.
Thank you. See you guys.
And we're about to be joined by our race winner, Denny Hamlin.